"Thanks," he said as Zero entered through the tent flap. Zero glanced at him, then went over to the crates, where he deposited his dirty clothes and towel. "Why'd you help me?" Stanley asked. Zero turned around. "You didn't steal the sunflower seeds," he said. "So, neither did you," said Stanley. Zero stared at him. His eyes seemed to expand, and it was almost as if Zero were looking right through him. "You didn't steal the sneakers," he said.
Earlier in the book, Zero asked if Sweetfeet's sneakers had red X's on the back. Stanley wondered how Zero would know that. Now Zero says that he knows that Stanley didn't steal Sweetfeet's sneakers. How would he know that? And why is he so interested in the sneakers anyway? Let's continue on page 96 with the line near the middle that reads, "Stanley said nothing."
Stanley said nothing. He watched Zero walk out of the tent. If anybody had X-ray vision, it was Zero. "Wait," he called, then hurried out after him. Zero had stopped just outside the tent, and Stanley almost ran into him. "I'll try to teach you to read if you want," Stanley offered. "I don't know if I know how to teach, but I'm not that worn out today, since you dug a lot of my hole." A big smile spread across Zero's face. They returned to the tent, where they were less likely to be bothered. Stanley got his box of stationery and a pen out of his crate. They sat on the ground. "Do you know the alphabet?" Stanley asked. For a second, he thought he saw a flash of defiance in Zero's eyes, but then it passed. "I think I know some of it," Zero said. "A, B, C, D." "Keep going," said Stanley. Zero's eyes looked upward. "E,